This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, for whatever reason you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, Captain's America, and also check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to play a little bit of what Cindy Powell had to say yesterday, and then we're going to talk about all this because she is the gal in the news right now. Everybody's watching. Here we go.
Not after that software was created. He won every single election, and then they exported it to Argentina and other countries in South America, and then they brought it here. And it's a foreign company, no matter how you look at it. So they've already violated the president's order against foreign interference in our elections. Our votes were actually eventually counted in Barcelona, Spain, or Frankfurt, Germany, on foreign servers. It's absolutely stunning. And what's really stunning is the effort that is being mounted against getting the truth out on this. But you have to realize that every tech company, every media company, every social media company, scads of globalist corporations have been doing business in countries with these dictators that have been installed through this rigged election system for decades. The corruption is actually worldwide. It is going to upset a countless number of elections across this country and around the world.
All right. Wow. Now, she just absolutely blew the lid right off the whole building with that comment, because we knew it was developed in Venezuela, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And we knew it was developed to help out Hugo Chavez so he would never lose an election again.
Right.
And then it found its way to Argentina, found its way over to Europe. I mean, we know what the thing was developed for, and it winds up in our country. What are we supposed to be thinking here? They really think we're that stupid.
Well, and what she's talking about is Smartmatic. She's not really talking about Dominion. And Sunday afternoon, talk about some dry reading. You know, I'm the one that reads all the documents. I spent a couple hours, in fact, I spent, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 hours on all things Georgia and Dominion Smartmatic. Currently didn't finish, but Smartmatic applied for several U.S. patents and were granted patents here in the United States.
Good Lord.
And those patents, if you look at the names of those that are on the patent application, It's remarkable. They are all from Latin America. Now, let's see here. If I remember correctly, Trump signed a executive order, and the executive order's got a lot of components to it, as they generally do, but it is against, you know, punishment for foreign interference into, our elections. What she's asserting there is because this is, foreign software.
Yep.
By foreign people.
Yep.
Is it's in violation of an executive order.
Yep. Makes sense to me.
Okay, just so you have some context.
Yep. So what are we going to do, Coach?
Well, you know, I went to bed last night pretty early, and the first and the last thing I said was release the Kraken.
Mm-hmm. So that's what she said.
That's what she said. So, yeah. Well, let's pull this trigger.
Well, I don't know. This is all obviously going to wind up in the Supreme Court, right?
Either that, well, you can't kind of bundle it that way. Some of the whole parts about the actual votes and results and so forth, yes, that will end up in either the Supreme Court or the House of Representatives. The fact that the whole matter of Smartmatic, as the software used in the Dominion hardware, we don't know where that's going to go. Once she does this, we don't know what that looks like. You know, I think she may file this in U.S. court, but we don't know where this will. But we're on a short fuse here. We're on a very, very short fuse. So something's going to happen, I would say, this week. It almost has to.
It has to because we start certifying votes Friday.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it has to. Absolutely has to. And then it just progresses every day. It's like for the next month, every day, almost another state comes along, another state comes along, so on and so forth. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You think it can't get any more interesting? Just hang on. We'll be right back. You'll find out how much more interesting it can get. Unbelievable.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on whatever it is that you decide to order. Now, I take the fruits and veggie capsules because I certainly don't eat enough of the right kind of foods. And I certainly don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either. But when I take the fruits and veggie capsules, I do. And it gives me a little bit of extra energy, a little bit more pep in my step. It also has helped me eliminate eating a bunch of nonsense and crap at night. I used to hit the candy machine at night in the break room when I'd walk over there to grab a cup of coffee or something. Now, I'm not even hungry. So, guess what? You wind up losing a little bit of weight in the process. Now, again, you can either give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You'll wind up speaking with a health coach or just go online, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay. Hypothetical situation. Good morning again to Trucker Rick. He called in during the break and brought up a point about Kamala Harris. Now, let's just say that the election, the election is not known. The results are not known on January 20th. What happens?
Well, you're talking about certifications and whatnot?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's actually there's two sets of certifications that happen.
Mm-hmm.
One is at the state level, and then it goes to Congress, for that certification. So there still could, in fact, be a denial of certifications by the House. So having said that, there then goes to a process, and it gets complicated. In fact, we haven't done that kind of like in modern times here.
That's right.
But what happens is the House ends up voting one vote per state to determine who the president is. But that is only after the states have a delegation of where they take the vote on who they choose to be president, and then it's given to the House for that vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how many states now we have in a Republican majority.
28.
Okay, so there you go.
Yep. But what happens to the vice president? That's the other interesting part of this. Say Donald Trump loses the House vote for whatever God knows what, whatever reason. Now you got the Senate going to vote for a vice president. Does it have to be Mike Pence, or does it have to be Kamala Harris?
She becomes the vice president, but they vote on that. So she could be unvoted, is that?
And theoretically, as funny as this seems, and as wild as this is going to seem to some people, if they nominate Donald Trump to be the vice president, you could have Biden as a president, Donald Trump as a vice president. Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Not saying it's going to happen, but I'm telling you, that's how crazy this all is.
Well, I mean, that's how the
Constitution. Yep. So anyway, we let the mouse out of the bottle, so to speak. What the hell was going on yesterday with Facebook and Twitter again up there? Were they just up there so Lindsey Graham could have somebody to throw barbs at?
Not at all. They were in a hearing, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
3 weeks ago?
Yep.
And so they're back again. Okay. So what this one was necessarily about was the impact of Facebook and Twitter's during the election and post the election.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter, I don't think is as bad as Facebook personally.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Twitter, Jack made several apologies and admitted several errors, including that with the New York Post article on Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden,
laptop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. The bigger problem is Facebook, bar none. Because remember, they were doing some really funky things, and that was denying campaign ads and they were marking, they put all these little markings on all these posts, and I mean, there were tens and tens and tens of thousands of them, including even Marsha Blackburn. Senator Marsha Blackburn said that she put out something and she got, you know, a badge or, you know, some kind of a marking on it.
That's right.
So Zuckerberg, he really didn't answer a lot. But I would suggest to your listeners to go over to C-SPAN and look at the interaction between with Ted Cruz, Senator Hawley, and Marsha Blackburn. Marsha Blackburn was the last one. And whatever the other two senators didn't say, she did.
Mm-hmm.
So those three, those three exchanges were remarkable. And if you don't think that you don't have three Republicans that are standing on your side, there's the three of them. But then we have, you know, Senator Blumenthal.
Yeah.
Who's an idiot. In fact, I'm being nice by using that word. Yeah. And he and Senator Feinstein were advocating and for and in support of censorship of and stopping free speech.
Yep.
They said it. And so, I would throw both of those senators out of office right now just based on that.
Yep.
Because the civil servants, they are to help us and be the front line and protections of our rights.
Right. Now, let's drift over to California, because it's a very interesting development in California, and you wrote an article about it. Homeless people being registered to vote, some 8,000 fraudulent voters, and two guys got arrested for that one.
41 counts between these two guys.
California.
And, yep, in Hawthorne, which is the suburb of L.A. And so they were registering, homeless voters. And one of the guy's mothers even said, what you're doing, is this even legal? And he goes, homeless people get to vote.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now that's not enough to change anything in California.
Right.
Sure. But here's the deal. How many other of those type of people, I would argue this is not an isolated incident where mm-hmm. you got two guys who concocted this scheme and registered 8,000 false voter registrations.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like Stacey Abrams, some of the things she's been doing.
And so I would be asking the question, because I was working pretty hard on that this weekend, and I would be asking, is this part of a network? I mean, I would be looking deeper at that, which is actually most of the conversation I was having over the weekend with Sidney Powell.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, nothing would surprise me at this point. We're seeing all sorts of things coming out of the woodwork, and of course, it's not over yet. I mean, we don't know the answer to all of this stuff.
This is where we are today. Okay, we know we have these incidences, these isolated incidences, and I think that we need to look at a network. We need to look at those that were hired to do the ballot harvesting. Mm-hmm. We need to look at monies being transferred and relationships, who is behind these plots and so forth and so on.
Yep.
And so by the time you lay some of that out for what we do know, and God knows what we don't know,
mm-hmm.
we don't have any confidence in the system. None. Zero.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll still be talking about it tomorrow, maybe in a different context, so you have yourself a great day up there. Stay nice and warm. It's going to be a little chilly early on.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and we'll be back with more.
Hi, everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another batch of previously uncounted votes has been found in Georgia. During the statewide audit of ballots from the presidential election, an additional 284 ballots were found in Walton County, with the majority of those votes going to President Donald Trump. Walton County elections officials say a memory card from a scanner at one of the county's precincts did not get uploaded, much like votes found in Floyd and Fayette counties earlier this week. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that the checks and balances designed to stop these kinds of oversights are failing.
We were told yesterday when the first batch was discovered by the Georgia Secretary of State, this is very concerning because there are checks and balances in place. The local officials should resign. Well, these checks and balances appear to be fatally flawed, systematically irregular, to have happened now not in one, two, but three Georgia counties, amounting to the disenfranchisement of nearly 5,000 voters.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, by the way, more about them and their locations right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been around for 75-plus years. And they've been doing it right for all those years. They have two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, up there in the Northeast. And the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, what I would suggest you do is to call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at whichever one of the places is closest to you and most convenient to get into, either the one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay, Florida. That's what I would do. See what they're all about.
see the campus, see what's involved, ask the teachers that are available whatever questions you want, talk to the students. It's a better thing to do than just to pick up the phone and go, oh, okay, or to go online to naa.edu and find out that way. Go check it out. You'll find out what I'm telling you is absolutely spot on. It is a career decision that you will never regret making. Certified aviation maintenance techs make a lot of money. They have the ability to make a lot more money depending on where they go and what they do, but that's all up to the individual. So, 800-659-2080 to find out more and take the tour. Well, NATO could pay a heavy price for leaving Afghanistan too early, its chief said yesterday after a U.S. official said that President Donald Trump was expected to withdraw a significant number of American troops from the conflict-ravaged country in the coming weeks. Obviously, we're hearing from our own sources, too, that the military sources here in the U.S., that they don't think we can just pick up, pack up, and leave at a moment's notice. Now, you might remember that back on November 9th, President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mike Esper via a tweet. 5 minutes before that, Mr. Esper had been notified by the White House Chief of Staff that he was out. Now, rampant media speculation was unleashed as to why he was dismissed just 70 days before a presidential inauguration was to take place. Speculation covered the usual garnet. Of course, Trump fired Esper for the sheer pleasure of firing someone. Esper was fired because of comments made to governors about dominating the battle space and protests. Esper was fired for disagreeing with the president over invoking the Insurrection Act. Or, finally, that Esper's banning of Confederate flags on military DOD installations, ships, and housing caused Trump to oust him. Now, all of these were said to be things that Trump was gravely offended by, and that Secretary Esper was left to hang on by a bare thread there at the Pentagon until it was time for him to go, and that was the time for him to go. So we'll see what happens next. A lot of things, a lot of moving parts in what's going on right now. By the way, we did hear again yesterday about the president pulling the troops back in Iraq and Afghanistan and leaving a smaller number behind than what's currently there. We'll see what the numbers are. May or may not happen. And the president was dissuaded, we found out, from moving ahead with a strike by advisors who warned that it could escalate into a broader conflict in his last weeks of office when we talked about Iran. He was talking about attacking Iran for the constant violation and the growing of its nuclear program, which is going on unabated. Unabated. We'll see how all that works. By the way, despite concerns from lawmakers, the Veterans Affairs officials are moving ahead with plans to outsource nearly all compensation and pension exams in coming months, a move they believe will improve service for veterans. Well, we'll see. What they mean by that is that private people can get it done better than the VA themselves. We'll see. Oh, and in case you missed the news from earlier, the Race Across America that we told you yesterday was being canceled this year by the Veterans Administration and the cemeteries and the Army, the old guard, because of the COVID situation. Well, that got turned around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon after all the telephone calls that they received in D.C. and congressional representatives and the like said, what the are you trying to do? You can't do this. So, Race Across America will be back this year, putting Race not only in Arlington, the National Cemetery, but other national cemeteries across the country. And it's a good thing. And if you want to volunteer, you can get a hold of Race Across America and volunteer that way. Certainly a fine thing for you to do. Fine American patriotic thing. Now, the Afghans An Afghan rights watchdog and a tribal leader are cautiously welcoming an Australian government report into suspected war crimes by its special forces in Afghanistan following a four-year investigation that the Australian troops did nothing wrong. It's about time that got decided. By the way, many young people are adamant about staying and fighting, young Afghans. They fear the Taliban's going to crush their freedoms and they're standing up for their democracy. We'll see how that works out, too. Now, Senate appropriators have added some $760 million to the Air Force's budget to pay and buy eight more C-130Js for the Air National Guard and Reserve operations, something that's needed in the northern part of the world. With an eye on the Arctic, these planes will be equipped to be ski planes, the ones that land on the ice. Now, as the U.S. military awaits its new commander-in-chief, whoever that might happen to be, experts predict that the White House under Joe Biden will cut defense spending, encourage more social diversity in the ranks, and Joe Biden will position himself as an ally of all veterans and military families while he's taking away money and revenue from them. Wonderful. Wonderful. And there's no surprise about that. Also, let's not forget that Republicans are currently divided on President Trump's plan to reduce troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. One of them is Mitch McConnell. He said that Trump's move will delight U.S. enemies, and we need to be very careful what we do. Well, that's true. That's always true. Always true. And 2 years after the U.S. Air Force canceled its plan to buy a new fleet of airborne battle management planes, senators still aren't sure the service has its spending priorities straight for the backup option of flying these flying platforms, whether or not they need more or not. We'll see. By the way, the Pentagon once again failed its audit, but they saw a little progress. The U.S. Department of Defense has once again failed to achieve a clean audit, but officials are urging patience for what's expected to be a long-term effort to get things in line. That's called fudging the numbers, folks, fudging the numbers. By the way, did you hear about General Mark Miley's wife? She saved a man's life at a Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony in Arlington by giving him life-saving CPR. Kudos to her for what she did. Kudos to her. Way to go. All right. Coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't you go anywhere. Kathy's going to chime in here in just a second. Take her away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Don't forget, you get 35% off on your order at Balance of Nature. They are a wellness product company, and whatever you want to get, you can go over there right now and order it. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35%. Now, the website is balanceofnature.com. They also have a phone number where you can speak to a health coach. That number is 800-246-8751. And I use their fruits and veggie capsules. That's what I use. Now, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, you want a little bit more pep in your step and you want to get a little bit more pizzazz going, then that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. So, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The biggest news maker of the week so far has been Sidney Powell, and I'm going to play about a minute and 20 seconds of something that she said yesterday that just absolutely lit the country up. Here we go.
Make a lot of sense now how Joe Biden campaigned, i.e. not campaigning,
their team seem to know something. If this is true about Dominion, and I suspect it is. By the way, so we have these concerns. You've got your whistleblower. Who do you bring this to? What happens next? What body do you have to implore to take action?
Well, we can add a fraud claim to any of the states in which litigation has already been filed as soon as we can get the rest of the material together that I'm still in the process of collecting, because frankly witnesses are coming forth every day that are fed up with the corruption in Dominion and in the states and the counties and the country. So we're intaking information at an amazing level of people who want to stop this and are absolutely fed up with it.
All right. Well, Sidney Powell is on top of this situation. She's running against the clock because on Friday, states start certifying their votes.
Yeah, well, again, that's the key right now is, they've got to get this information out and something needs to be done. And listen, Matt, you keep your fingers crossed and, you know, you can be somewhat hopeful that we can root out this type of corruption. But, you know, time and time again, we always end up being disappointed, whether it be by, the attorney general, Barr or, the Durham probe or whatever it may be. They never follow through on any of these things, or they never end up going anywhere. I was thinking about the movie Gangs of New York, talking about showing the big Democratic machine in New York City back at the turn of the century.
Boss Tweed.
Yeah, 19th to 20th century, and how they ended up controlling elections, and how this has been a part of politics in many of these states for a long, long time. And, you let these things go and they get worse and worse and worse. And now with the type of technology today, you think about it for some degree, and, we all, love our country and we, pledge allegiance to the flag and we stand up for the Star Spangled Banner and all those great things. But what type of country do we have if we can't even properly run an election? What separates us? I mean, how far away from places that we criticize all the time, whether they be despotic regimes, whether they be Venezuela, whether they be, Putin's Russia. I mean, we're not that far. If what she says is true, are we any better than they are?
Here's the problem. We know that this one system, Smartmatic, that's the parent, by the way, of Dominion and Premier. We know that was developed in Venezuela specifically for Hugo Chavez, so he would never lose another election again. We know that.
Well, yeah, but this is my point. I mean, what does that make us?
I know. How the hell, and by the way, when it's against the law to have foreign entities and foreign countries involved in elections in our country, how did a foreign piece of hardware wind up in our country be deciding a race? And by the way, why are we counting ballots in Spain and Germany?
Yeah, I see this stuff. Why the hell am I paying taxes? Okay. To what? To who? Basically, if this is the case, then, if these things can be predetermined, we're no different than, we're peasants. We're serfs on the Lord's manor.
Yep.
And we're just paying up to the people on top. And,
Hold on a second. We got a caller. I'm going to let this individual ask a question or whatever. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Captain. From what I understand, George Soros is a major shareholder in regards to these voting machines.
Who?
Soros. I understand that.
No, Soros is the primary owner of the company.
Right. Well, isn't that kind of obvious that his tentacles have reached into not only the general election, but state and local elections also. This guy, he's more like he backed a lot of these officials, political officials around the country, state, local, locally. I mean, this guy, I kind of think that he's got a little dirt on his hands here, too.
Well, to our knowledge, this started back in 2008, used at a small level 2012 at a little larger level, 2016 at a little bigger level, and now this year it mushroomed into what we got.
Right. Well, yeah. I just kind of even more or less want to get a correlation with
okay.
this guy. His,
all right.
His production is all
right. Well, Chris and I.
Right.
Chris.
Well, anyway, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You knew that, Chris, about the development of this?
I know the intricacies in regards to where it's been used before. I have no idea what Soros' involvement with this doesn't surprise me. This guy likes manipulating elections all around the globe.
You know who some of the investors are, don't you?
No.
Nancy Pelosi's husband.
In this particular company?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
And it goes on. It's a kind of a who's who list of Democratic operatives that are involved with this. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me that, we used to have elections and whatnot where we'd go to a voting booth and we'd vote and it was tried and true and honest. And now, you think about this and what the effect this is going to have on kids. You know, I get questions from my children about this, and never before in my entire life mm-hmm. would I ever think that I'd be talking about this type of voter fraud in the United States of America.
We would be better off, Chris, with paper ballots and the purple ink on your thumbs like they did over in Afghanistan, remember?
Great point, yeah.
We would be better off with that than what we got going on right now with what we've seen.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's again, and we're all these bunch of sheep out there, and we go and we put these stupid stickers on after we vote. I voted, okay, like some sort of damn participation trophy, and we accept from these people what they're giving to us. It's a shame. It is. It's just downright depressing. Is what it is. You know, you pay your taxes. You know, you try to do the right thing, you live your lives the right way, and then, you get this type of corruption at the highest levels. And, the frustration, I think, is going to be whether or not anything is going to actually be done about it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I applaud Sidney Powell and what she's doing, but I've got a sinking suspicion that it's going to go nowhere.
Very possible. Now, here's the other thing. The IRS agents are going to resume knocking on doors again for suspected tax cheats. How do you like that?
I mean, how are they going to do that in today's climate with social distancing here, there, and everywhere? I mean,
I'm just reading the headline.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. They can knock on doors all they want. People don't have the money to pay taxes because they're out of work. We're not going to pay them.
Yeah, and businesses are going out of business.
In record numbers. Yesterday, the PPP companies that serve PPP that have been going under. And, it doesn't surprise me. Of course they're going under. I mean, they've been able to open up their store. I mean, the PPP was to pay their workforce for a period of time. And the workforce can't go back on the job.
They filed bankruptcy, went out of business, one-third of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It is what it is.
Well, here comes the music, my friend. We'll be talking tomorrow about all sorts of stuff, but I'm sure we'll still be talking about what's going on with the voting.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Coming up after the top of the hour news, Colonel Jim Warshak. We're going to talk to him about some things that have happened not only politically around the country, but also militarily. What's going on in Afghanistan? We'll get to all that and more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.